What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, what have I constantly said about this series? It is a never-ending well. No matter what country it comes from, there's always going to be a man who finally just snaps and decides he's going to take matters into his own hands, like the man in this article did, literally. Now, this article was published on the 16th of November. Sterling Heights man accused of offlining his girlfriend. Woman was found beaten to deletion in the passenger seat of his vehicle. Now, what song comes to mind to describe this scenario? Oh, yeah, she got the beat. She got the beat. She got the beat. Oh, she got the beat. I know. I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Sterling Heights man was found sitting in a vehicle next to his deleted girlfriend earlier this week and was charged with termination Thursday. Prosecutors believe Martin Yost, 42, of Sterling Heights, beat his girlfriend to deletion Monday, November 13th. Boy, this isn't season's greetings. This is definitely season's beatings. He was found, quote unquote, passed out in the driver's seat of his vehicle in Roseville with his deleted girlfriend in the passenger seat. What does that indicate, gentlemen? Yeah, he beat that woman so savagely he literally tired himself out. The 45-year-old deceased woman showed significant trauma to her head and face. The vehicle was parked along Gradiot Avenue near Interstate 94 in Roseville when officers made the discovery. Yost is charged with second-degree termination, a life felony. He was arraigned in Roseville's 39th District Court, where Judge Aaliyah Hakeem remanded him to the Macomb County Jail with no bond and ordered he have no contact with the unnamed victim's family. Now that's interesting. That's an interesting little tidbit. A probable cause hearing was scheduled for Wednesday, November 29th at 8:30 a.m. and a preliminary exam is scheduled for Wednesday, December 6th at 8:30 a.m. Quote unquote. This is a stark and tragic illustration of the severity of domestic violation. Such crimes are deeply serious, and we are committed to ensuring that justice is served. If you find yourself facing domestic violation, I implore you to reach out for help without hesitation. Your safety is paramount, and help is available to guide you through this difficult time, said Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido. Okay, that's a great paragraph. However, I'm going to go into my side of that paragraph after I'm done with the score system. Boy, I tell you, all of these talks about domestic violation is always one damn sided. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in public, I gotta give this a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the fists of fury, I'm giving that a 20. Psychological impact, I gotta give that a 20 as well. And for the brutality factor, I'm giving him a 25. So Martin, the mangler, Yost, gets a score of 70. All right, gentlemen. Whenever the conversation around domestic violation comes into play, it's always meant to be one way. Now, what do I mean by that? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Let's go back to the Duluth model and the violence wheel. Everything about it, even though the Duluth model was proved to be false, everything about domestic violation is meant to be some sort of physical act. Yeah. Now, we all know men, we deal in the physical world. If shit needs to get done, we're going to physically do it. However, when it comes to women and their domestic violation, guess what? It's all in the emotional realm. Yeah. You see a man knock a woman out. Oh my God, he's a monster. Oh, he needs to be tossed under the jail. That is the typical training of the vast majority of society. However, I'm going to ask what led up to that man knocking that woman out. See, nobody wants to ask that question. Nobody wants to ask it. Why? Because 9 times out of 10, that woman was not innocent. But we don't want to talk about that. Oh, no. Hell, you had the Ling Ling talking to Jesse Lee Peterson saying, oh, men should never put their hands on a woman. Okay, ladies, stop running off at the mouth. Now, we all know women use their mouth to cut men to pieces, emasculating, degrading, demeaning. But yet, where is that on the domestic violation wheel? Oh, no. Society has been programmed to believe that it's comical that women abuse men. Oh, you know, they're just having a little tiff. She's just talking shit, not knowing that the mental scars that men have tend to heal a hell of a lot longer than a physical scar that a woman gets. But yet, as men, we're told, oh, no. You can't go off on a woman. You can't do that to a woman. But yet, this society never tells women, hey, you need to stop running your mouth to a man. Because as men, we understand there's a point where things will get physical. As men, we live under the talk shit, get hit mantra. Yeah. But see, women have grown up far too damn protected. They take that into life. So they think they can talk to any man any sort of way. And who's the biggest blame for that? That's right. Their father. Daddy's little princess. Now, that's if the woman had a father in her life. Oh yeah, I'm definitely throwing a shot at the American black woman, because we know she is the prime example of how a woman will absolutely shred a man with her words. But yet, you have simps and white knights saying, well, no, you can't put your hands on a woman, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. You can't fight, quote unquote, fight for equality and not get all of it. Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I stand 10 toes down on this. I'm for full equality of women. And that means, yes, ladies, you need to get your teeth knocked down your throat if you run off to the wrong man. And believe you me, there are more men out here who are willing to do so. Oh, yeah. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the motivation that drove the mangler to mangle her? Leave it in the comments section. And for you women out there who still live under this delusion that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, a man is supposed to not actually put his hands on you because of your actions. You need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have, that is gone out. Feminism and the idea that the Duluth model is going to stop men from doing what they want to do to you, when you thoroughly push them over the edge, that has gone out right along with it. Trust and believe me, ladies, more and more men are going to snap the hell out, especially in this current environment. Well, damn near anything goes. So yeah, running off at the mouth, that's not going to be a smart thing. Because more and more men are on the edge. And believe you me, one slick comment, one snide remark is going to be the catalyst to get you offline. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.